Today we're going to do a breathing space in a very extended way, using the breathing space as a model for longer practice. And so with the breathing space, we always begin, as we do any practice, with bringing attention to our postures. Establishing ourselves in an erect and dignified posture, one that embodies some wakefulness and yet is relaxed. Noticing, too, what intentions you want to bring to the practice. Your particular ones. What are they? And the more general intentions for all practices that we intend to open with curiosity and with kindness, letting them not just be words, but actually embodied intentions. What does it mean to be curious? What does it mean to be kind? To be open. And hopefully with some sense of the dignity that we can know through our postures and these goodly intentions, let's enter into step one of the breathing space, which is simple awareness. Asking ourselves, what is my present moment experience? What's happening for me right now? Letting however we're feeling be as it is. And beginning to notice in particular whatever thoughts are here. Our thoughts can appear as words, as pictures, as memories. And so having a sense of sitting here and just witnessing, watching the thoughts move through the mind. Just as they are. Possibly labeling our thoughts as thinking, or naming the particular type of thinking, planning or worrying, ruminating, daydreaming. We might even notice favorite places that the mind goes to, current concerns, old habits of the mind, and we can label them. Ah, there's the inner critic. There's worry mind. There's financial worry. There's family worry. And beginning to notice, too, particular emotions that are showing up. Sad, anxious, fearful, lonely. They may be linked to particular thoughts, or not. So noticing and naming emotions. What am I feeling? We might also notice with our emotions the particular tone to them. The feeling tone is pleasant or unpleasant, possibly neutral. And then part of our basic awareness in step one is scanning through the body. So taking a few moments now to scan through the body, noticing in particular areas where you may feel some tension, or some contraction. Maybe there's a guarding or a bracing. And it's not to fix these things, but to deepen further our checking in with ourselves in mindful awareness. We might notice sensations that are connected to these emotions, to these thoughts. We might possibly also notice a layer of aversion, of a pushing away of our experience, layered over the basic emotion. So we may, for example, feel some anxiety in the belly, a churning of the belly, or a palpitation in the chest. And there may be a tightness, a contraction around these areas. Or clenching at the jaw or forehead, back of the neck and shoulders, low back. Noticing if there's a pushing away. And now pausing with this basic awareness, this checking in with ourselves, letting our experiences gently rest in the wings of awareness. As we now move into step two, gathering our awareness into the breathing, shedding the spotlight of our awareness on the breathing, feeling the sensations directly, wherever they're easiest for us to feel. We might deepen our attention on the breathing in step two by counting the breaths. One for the inhale, two for the exhale, or one on the first inhale, two for the second. Counting up to five or counting up to 10. Whatever works for you, up to five, up to 10. When the mind wanders, just bringing ourselves back to one and starting again. Mainly feeling the breathing and letting the thoughts and emotions and sounds and other sensations come and go around our anchor in the breathing. And as you feel ready, expanding the awareness around the breathing, to take in the whole of the body, entering step three. Connecting again with the posture, just as it is, and noticing. Feeling breath and body as a whole, noticing all the different patterns of sensation within this wider awareness. Noticing and opening to any of those areas in the body that feel tight, contracted, braced or guarded. Perhaps the same areas we noticed in step one, or maybe new areas. Noticing them, opening to them, feeling through the body. Noticing their changing nature. Perhaps tagging the experience with a mental note. Tight, pulling, vibrating. Warmth. Perhaps noticing that there are thoughts or emotions connected with any of these different areas that are catching our attention in the body, that are tight or braced. Perhaps thoughts or emotions that we had noticed in step one, or new ones. It's natural to not want challenging thoughts, emotions, or sensation. And so noticing if there's any guarding against them, any pushing away, any aversion, and doing our best to open to these experiences as they show through the body. Whatever the experience is, encouraging ourselves to open to it, abide with it. It's okay, it's already here. I may as well feel it. Softening and opening. And when a particular area in the body no longer holds its grip over you, resting again in breath and body as a whole. Feeling the whole play of life within the body, being in tune with what's happening here and now. Being with things just as they are, with an open heart. And committing ourselves to taking this expanded awareness, this open-heartedness, into the next few moments, into our morning, into our day. Knowing that as we practice for ourselves, we practice for all beings.